Rudy in the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9. WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
Hang on a second here while I get a microphone switched. Oh, that didn't work. Let's try it again. Just one. There we go. Are you there, Brenda? Oh, no, not going to hit that
still
one.
Still here.
There, you're still here.
All right. Okay, cool.
Oh, welcome into the studio.
Hey, hi. What'd you do with Pat?
I sent him up north to go camping.
Well, he tipped me off last week, so I was aware that I was going to be having somebody else. And hey, thank you for showing me those pictures before we went on air of your incredible, incredible garden.
Oh, that's not me. That's occasionally I help her pick weeds or move stones, but that's my wife. Kristen, Brenda's from the Sawyer Garden Center, by the way. We drove past the site, your site, Sawyer Garden Center last night on our way down to the Three Oaks for a concert at the Acorn.
Okay.
And being the holiday weekend that it is, we're definitely coming down either today or tomorrow, depending on how.
Come down tomorrow. And this is the reason why. As soon as I get done with this broadcast, I'm heading up north to one of our premier growers. And I am going to have, and it's coming in tomorrow around noon, a truckload of plants that will tempt every dollar out of your wallet. Now, I'm talking to serious gardeners only. All you casual gardeners that are completely done with gardening, you can tune me out. But this broadcast is for people who love plants, love gardening, want to add color, and the plants that we're bringing in for Labor Day weekend, this is their time to shine.
Yeah.
During other times of the year, they're like sleepy, you can't even notice them. But if you like the color scarlet and garnet and violet and sky blue and purple, these are the perennials and the shrubs that we are going to have in extremely limited quantities this weekend.
Wow.
So let me tell you about some of the tempters that we're going to be bringing in. So scarlet, we've got blackberry lilies in full bloom. And if you've ever seen their scarlet cascade of flowers with foliage that looks like gladiolas, they are standalone plants. It is a beautiful bright spot in a garden. It attracts every single butterfly that's out there. In fact, most of the things that I'm going to be talking about, they're magnets for butterflies, hummingbird moths, other great pollinators. It's a great way to add life into your garden. So we're bringing in some of those. Then another beautiful, beautiful perennial that is being grown just for us is blue boa augustaci. Now, another name for augustaci is hyssop, but what makes blue boa so extraordinary is that it doesn't bloom for 1 month, it doesn't bloom for 2 months, it blooms for 3 months. And in the world of perennials, that's almost unheard of. And it has violet blue flowers. It stands upright like a little soldier in the garden, gets to be about 18 to 24 inches tall. Just an amazing way to add that rare, rare color violet to your garden. Then I'm going to be bringing in some grasses that we've never had before. Ruby ribbons. And ruby ribbons right now has a burgundy leaf to it. It's a switchgrass. I'm going to be bringing in big blue stem that gets to be 6-8 feet tall with, again, gorgeous coloration to it. And then also some other perennials that, you know, I'm going to just wait and see what's available up there, but they're all coming in around noon on Saturday straight from the grower. So here's the shrubs to tempt you.
Okay.
Now, these shrubs, this is when they're coming in on their own right now. Earlier in the season, you know, they're just building up steam so that they can have this beautiful, beautiful color. So we have in 15-gallon pots a hydrangea called Firelight. If you're into immediate gratification, we got them for you. These are virtually adult size at 4 feet by 4 feet. And like other panicle hydrangeas, which start out white, segue into a soft pink, and then a deeper pink, these blooms turn garnet.
Wow. We have both white hydrangeas, but we also have light green.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be Limelight or Little Limelight. And those were really, really popular when they were introduced several years ago. And it's a great way to add chartreuse and green to a garden other than with leaves. So you've got to come in on Saturday and you've got to see these firelights because there's one word to describe them, bodacious. That's the only way that you can describe this.
Oh, you have a picture. I'm going to slide around.
Yeah, there is. And it's right here. This is what they look like. They're absolutely stunning. So simultaneously, you can have white and pink and dark pink and garnet at the same time on these plants. And they're 4x4. They're amazing. So another plant that we have in, and we carry this all year long, but we're bringing in more of these. This is Aronia. Now, for those of you that like a more natural type of shrub, Aronia is a native shrub, and it's three seasons. In spring, it is smothered with white flowers. There's not a leaf on it. It's just like little tiny clouds came down and landed on this plant. Then the flowers turn into berries. It's got a very, very shiny, pretty leaf during summer. But coming into autumn, that's going to match the garnet coloration of your hydrangeas. So imagine if you took leaf polish to all the leaves, super shiny. And then again, they were this gorgeous crimson garnet coloration to it. Amazing way to add color. So if you like the color blue and blue in gardens, is really rare. We've got two of them that are coming in that are stunners. The first is Caryopteris. Now, we do have that right now in limited quantities. And this is a darling little shrub, gets to be about 3 feet by 3 feet. So it's right perfect at the front of a garden or a little bit back behind it. And this has a deep blue flower from the tippy tip of its stem all the way to the base. And again, a butterfly magnet. It acts like a buddleia. And the next shrub that I'm going to talk about acts like a buddleia also, in that they die back in winter and then they come roaring back in spring. They're late to leaf out, but they come back with new foliage every single year. So they stay nice and petite. Now, this one, we've never had at the nursery. The next one, it's Vitex, and that's V-I-T-E-X. Now, there's a funny little story that goes along with Vitex. Its common name is the chaste plant. So, okay, I'm fanning myself here, all right? I'm fanning myself because I don't want to get embarrassed by the story. But legend has it that when the Romans were away and they were conquering what Romans conquered, that they would request of their ladies to lay upon beds of leaves of the chaste plant because it would cool their ardor while the men was away. So that's how it got the name of chaste plant. And that is a really awesome shrub. Again, just violet blue flowers, foliage like a lupine. So it has a very, very unusual foliage to it, which stands out even when it's not in bloom, and has a flower that's very reminiscent of a buddleia. This one that we've got gets to be about 4x4 feet, so it's a really nice addition to the further back part of a perennial garden. But again, adding that unusual color. The last one that we're going to be bringing in is called Calicarpa. And that's Callicarpa. Now, this is a shrub that, again, comes into its own right now. The flowers, insignificant. The leaves, ho-hum. But from the tip of the stem to the bottom, it is completely covered with amethyst-colored berries that persist even after the leaves fall off. So, John, you and your sweetheart, you come down Saturday afternoon.
I took notes.
We are loaded for bear for that serious gardener that wants to add something beautiful and unusual to their garden.
So, and just for reference, the pictures you were mentioning earlier on my Facebook
page, yes.
We live at 645 Tucker, and there's no grass. It's all plants, and she's continually adding to and moving things, or, you know, saying, well, let me give you this plant.
Well, that's what serious gardeners do. Yeah. We always put plants on roller skates so that we can move them wherever we want to.
Yeah, exactly. go. Brenda, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Sure, so, John.
Garner and Centers, of course, right on Sawyer Road in Sawyer. And the produce, currently, tremendous sales going on all through the weekend, of course. But you've got pumpkins, Michigan grapes, grown apples, fall squashes out, locally grown strawberries and plums and cantaloupe. And oh, my. You're just going to, I can't think of a better way, because I'm not much of a beach person, to be honest. I can't think of a better way to spend a Saturday, or maybe even today. Do I have to work today?
Well, you
no,
get up
need
at
to be
some
down
point.
Tomorrow, because you're going to have deliveries.
Exactly. I'm going out there right after the broadcast, straight up to our grower up in Saugatuck, and I'm hand selecting these plants.
Excellent.
They are going to be gems to put in your garden.
All right. Thank you very much, Brenda.